Welcome back, folks, to another edition to Nikki Bay podcast. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to keep it to Nikki Bay instead of Haunted Real Connections, even though there's a group for Haunted Real Connections. Hey, shout out to y'all. Thank you guys for bearing with me this far. I'm trying to talk about one of my most, serious things in the paranormal with me, besides those, although creepy clowns summed it up. Stay tuned. I'm sure some of you might remember the Clown Purge back in 2016. I somewhat do. And I, for one, am glad I did not see any creepy clowns in the room. But if you all did, hey, shoot me a message. My email is nicole.jasper8@gmail.com. Pretty easy, and I usually leave a link at the comment section. So, yeah, you guys remember the 2016 clown sightings? A little bit different than what we're going through now, but however, the 2016 clown sightings were reports of people disguised supposedly as evil, creepy clowns, in different settings, such as near forests and schools. So, the incidents were reported in the U.S., Canada, and subsequently in other countries and territories, from August 2016. That's 5 years ago. Okay, I had a hand math. So 5 years ago, these sightings were first reported in Green Bay, Michigan, in what turned out to be a marketing stunt, of course, for a horror film. Possibly it. I don't know if that was it or not, but you know the Stephen King It, but I don't want to say anything. Suggesting, but I don't know really if it's for that movie or not. It, however, that movie still gives me the hibbies every time I see it. But I did like Stephen King drops. But this particular phenomenon is later widespread to many other cities in the U.S., most notably in South Carolina, I believe. I'm reading the actual reports, so. A 9-year-old boy told his mother that two suspicious male dressed as clowns tried to lure him into the nearby woods. So by mid-October 2016, more clown sightings and attacks had been, reported in nearby, in nearly all U.S. states. 9 out of 13 provinces and territories out of Canada and 18 other countries. I need to take my first break. Hold on. Alright, and I'm back. I had to take my first water break. Whew. But prior to the to those incidents in 2016, the clown purge. I'm gonna call it the clown purge. sightings of people that are dressed as clowns, and all in the species settings throughout the world. Since 2013, actually, is the first recorded year besides 2016. That's quite interesting. There are many, video images of these, clown sightings spreading throughout social media, of course, posting viral sharing of the haunted, most notably from DMs and pranks, etc., etc. use a piano, etc. And it shows all these things in red. Alright, so I'm not even gonna name all the states, but yeah, there's a lot of states. You know, I'll name a few, but for the sake of this podcast. Like I say, US, Australia, Brazil, Canada, British Columbia, Quebec, Finland, Germany, Ireland, Mexico, New Zealand, Hamilton, Netherlands, Norway, Singapore. I always wanted to say that. Singapore, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, and in the UK, England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, and in the US. Alright, there's more states here. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, my home state. Woohoo! You're in California. Just kidding. I'm just oh god, we need a positive outlook here. So anyway, I hope you guys let me. Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, I mean all these states. Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois. I mean, the list is still on and on. Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico, Tennessee, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, and yeah, all these states. So yeah, I don't want to bore you guys to death. That's just mainly what, the report said, I don't know. The perfect sightings, one possible, event was the, 2013 sighting of a quote-unquote creepy clown in Northampton, England. The Northampton clown sightings, my voice, which were in the, town during the summer. It was kind of like Pennywise in October 2013, and the work of three local filmmakers, Alice, and I'm not sure the name of, but yeah, three of them. They clowns shared similar looks to, like I was saying, Pennywise the Nancy Clown. I'm sure y'all are familiar with. Anyway, it's a character, I believe, from the main Stephen King film. I believe back in what year was it? 1986 horror novel, which is It! Movie It! And the character isn't an ancient cosmic evil which preys upon children. You know, in a Star Wars there. Using a variety of powers that include the ability to even shape shift. That always freaks the hell out of me. Alright. So, from a Stephen King book, It. So, the trio started a Facebook page for the, so-called, Northampton Clown. And were using the appearances to drive traffic to the page. So in March 2014, the owner YouTube channel began dressing up as an evil clown and terrifying unsuspecting passerby with his videos, racking up hundreds of millions of views. A rash of sightings appeared in California. But I have thankfully never run across them. So in October 2014, which centered around the West Hill Clown, they primarily occurred in the West Hill, California area with photos appearing on social media. Right, and is a person in a clown attire that's spotted in a cemetery in Chicago, Illinois, in July 2015. Right, and this turns involved two residents who spotted a creepy clown sealing the gate at the cemetery late at night. So, I'm not to name the cemetery for the sake of the traffic. So, after the clown entered the cemetery, they turned to face the residents and began waving slowly as they made a video recording. So after waving for a few seconds, the clown ran into a dark wooded area and was not seen again. Police investigation of the sighting did not lead to any arrests. I kind of never seen a video of that. It was quite creepy. So, going back to the 2016 sighting and effects of the clown purge. Are you guys with me so far? Woohoo! Kudos. The 2016 clown phenomenon began in Green Bay, Michigan, early August. There are a few pictures of a creepy clown roaming the vacant parking lot, deserted parking lot. I can't say that word, but a deserted parking lot under a bridge in downtown Green Bay at night, starting going viral on August 1st, 2016. A Facebook page was created shortly afterwards, claiming the clown was named Gaz. In the days that followed, the pictures ended up being discussed on numerous news outlets. I won't mention here, but suspicions of the character being related to the horror film were confirmed when a Michigan filmmaker announced the pictures were marketing stunt for and then unreleased short film, a feature film was then produced based on the short film and premiered in 2018 with a wide release plan for September 2019. After the Michigan incident, numerous other incidents started popping up across the U.S., most notably in Greenville, South Carolina, at the end of August 2016. And in early October 2016, further incidents were reported in Canada, the first occurrences in the UK, and Australia. British communities were described as horrified. Of course, the pressure have been placed in the police, resources. All right, let's take our first break, Zoe. Alright, we're back. Let's dive into it, shall we? There are some warnings based on this purse clothing. Anyway, on October 12th, there was, even the Russians, Matthew Gundy was, issued a warning for, Russian-British citizens because of the clowns there. And on October 13th, even the Philippine police warned people against involvement in the events. So, yeah, which is good. Anyway, I was thinking about one episode of, so y'all heard of I Love Lucy. I still love I Love Lucy. It was where her and Ethel was trying to figure out how to raise some money, right? And I forget the amount, but they were trying to figure out what they could do to raise the money. And then Lucy was looking through the papers, right? See where they might get jobs. And they found this film production looking to hire stunt people. And so they were offered this job. Right, they were offered this job to be the stunt aliens, to pretend that they're aliens in their film. And the aliens are here, you know, all that. You guys have to watch the episode, it's so funny. But that kind of reminds me of the clown purse thing, where I keep calling it the clown purse thing, but anyway. Yeah, the clown purse thing, I'm calling that. But it's like, that's what it reminded me of. When I was watching I Love Lucy at one time. But they were pretending that, you know, the aliens here. And then, but in fact, they were actually promoting a film based on that, you know, what they're promoting. So, yeah, I'm sure y'all remember that episode. This is why I really wish I had a host. So if you guys are up for the job, let me know. But it's just for fun, volunteer, and I'm not even getting paid myself, so. Yeah, I like to do this in my spare time, and, you know, I never ask for money. Just whenever I have topic ideas you guys want me to share about, just send me email, and I'll share your stories and whatnot. It don't have to be about paranormal, it can be about supernatural, it can be about music for that matter. And I want to keep it an open arena, you know what I mean? Because I'm also a musician. And I've composed many music for piano. If you're a musician, hook me up. Hey, you know, yeah, I try to keep it open to a variety of topics. So, that's why I want to just kind of use my nickname, Nikki Ray. So that way, it's just want to be geared towards a specific audience. So, I hope you guys will understand about that, name change. So, I mean, I'm not one to talk about politics, but I am open to that, and I'm open to religion. I've studied religions of the world, and, you know, y'all know I was raised Christian Baptist, and I come to believe what I do now in the paranormal and supernatural. I lost what I was going to say there for a minute, but, yeah, I hope you guys find this topic rather fascinating as I do within paranormal and supernatural audiences. This is based from 2016 clown sightings in the clown purge. So, yeah, I better write that down, the clown purge. So, it makes you wonder why I don't like creepy clowns, because they're evil, and that's why. And even as a kid, I was always afraid of clowns and dolls. I don't think I even own, if any, dolls. I remember owning a comic pack kid doll, if you guys remember those. I don't know what happened to that. That's weird. But see, it's just like, I never liked playing with Barbies or shit like that, so no. Nope. I was always outside or playing the piano. That was my thing. So mostly I was playing the piano. And dolls always, and especially clowns, always scared the shit out of me. Alright, so yep. I remember one time. I'll end it here. I remember one time, one of my former friends, his wife wore, she collected nothing but clams. And they dedicated the whole room to nothing but clams. I was like, holy hell, get me out of here. I don't care if they're haunted or not, get me out of here. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And have a great and safe week, you guys. Alright, this is Nikki Ray, out.